Your peace. All right, so we'll say good morning. Good morning. Let's begin. So actually, we're going to pick up in Gan HaEmunah on page Kuf Yud Dalet. I know we left off towards the end of Kuf Yud Gimel, but the truth is, he repeats the same theme. So let's pick up with Kuf Yud Dalet. Mida Kenegin Mida. So let's remember again, the topic we're discussing over here is the Mechaber. The Mechaber is highlighting the Yisod, that when I suffer adversity or difficulty in life, it's important to try to understand the deeper message in the adversity and the difficulty. Meaning that when things happen to me in life, even though, of course, I don't know why things happen, or if something is an onesh, or something is a schus, I don't know, but it's my job to try to figure out, what the deeper message is. And it's my job to try to figure out, ultimately, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach me. So the Mechaber is coming along over here and trying to teach us that when we suffer difficulty or adversity, even though I don't know the will of God, but to try to intuit, to try to understand what message is HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching me. So, Mida Kenegin Mida, Kof Yodalet, Bishol Shiyeda HaAdam, Lefarish Es Ramazav Shalabore, Ula Havin Al Eza Avon Ba'olo Aizur, Tzarech Uladas, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Manigis HaOlam, Mida Kenegin Mida. In order for a person to be able to go ahead and to ultimately understand why he's suffering his adversity, why he's dealing with his difficulties, so a person has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, what we call Mida Kenegin Mida, with reciprocity, tit for tat. The idea is, well, we'll see. Dainu, Shaisurim Mechuvanim Ba'ofen Kazeh, Shalafiyam Yuchala Adam Ladas Mama Pagam. Rebbe said, just to understand this, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gives me life circumstances, those life circumstances often are Mida Kenegin Mida. Meaning that the Ribbono Shel Olam, well, so let me take a step back in a different way. You know, in Yiddishkeit, so punishment, yisurin, is always rehabilitative and never simply punitive. What's the proof to that? The proof to that, you know, that in the, we'll call it the Judaic penal system, there's no such thing as jail. No such thing as jail. In fact, again, when you look throughout the Torah Kedosha, the only time jail is ever mentioned is when something happens, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what to do. So the pasuk says, "Vayanichu b'mishmar," like by the Mekoshesh. "Vayanichu b'mishmar ki lo parash mayaselo." They put the Mekoshesh, the guy who was Mechal Shabbos, they put him in a holding cell because they did not know what to do with him. So why doesn't Yiddishkeit believe in jail? Because Ribbono Shel Olam knew something that we're only discovering as a society now, which is if you put someone in a cage for a number of years, they're not getting any better, right? Meaning, they only get worse. You only turn them more animalistic by ultimately caging it. So punishment has to be rehabilitative, which, by the way, is a very important episode also in parenting. That parenting, sometimes we have to, you know, give certain punishments to our children. It's always good that you try to figure out, what do I want my kid to learn from the punishment? How do I want them to grow? Not just to get the patch, but to understand how could they further evolve as a human being as a result, ultimately, again, of these realities. So the idea that the Mechaber is saying over here is therefore when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and visits certain yisurim upon me, difficulties, challenges, those are there for rehabilitative purposes. Those are there for me to learn something. And again, so says the Mechaber, if I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, Mida Kenegin Mida, that means that somehow the adversity that I experience is there in order to go ahead and highlight some area in which I am deficient. L'mashal, he says, in Pagam B'mitzvah HaTliya B'yad Smol K'gon Tefillin, Azay Nifkas B'yado HaSmol Es Kedomeh. So, see, before we get into his examples, I do want to point out that some of the examples that he's going to give are very, we'll call them very much in a vacuum. Meaning, I will say, we know that sometimes in life we learn certain things on a theoretical level, but at the end of the day, the application becomes a bit more complicated. So what we're going to learn on the theoretical level is that every single time I suffer adversity, that somehow, some way, there's a mida kineged mida in that. There's something for me to be learned. But I will say, but at the other time, again, I always come back because I always have the difficulty personally with some of the things that are said in the sefer, in that there's also tzaddik v'ra'lo, meaning not every single form of suffering is because I've done something wrong. Sometimes bad things happen to good people for chashbonos that we don't understand. But if I'm the person undergoing the adversity, my job is to try to figure out what should I learn from it. That's what you have to take from this. So when I suffer adversity or setback, and I'll say, you understand, when we speak about difficulty or adversity or setback, so you understand, of course, it doesn't have to be major life things. I'm saying all of us suffer adversity and setbacks each and every day, sometimes in big ways, sometimes in small ways. My job is to figure out what's the midah keneged midah. What is it, what part of my life can be deficient that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to send me a message? Look at the next section. Dugmos mi'atorah. So we'll say he gives examples over here of the midah keneged midah relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein amru chazal, b'midah sh'adam modeh ba modeh din lo. But says, the Mishnah says, the midah, literally the measure through which one measures, with that, he is measured. Shimshon halach achar einov, lefichach nikru plishtim es einov. So Shimshon, we know again, Shimshon was pulled after his eyes. In other words, Shimshon ultimately again falls in love with someone who he should not have. Shimshon ultimately is pulled after lust. So therefore, again, the plishtim gouged his eyes. Avshalom nisga'a b'saro. Avshalom became an exceptional bal gaiva with his hair. Chazdei Hashem, not one of my nisyonos. But, you know, Avshalom went ahead and became a bal gaiva with his hair. Lefichach nitla b'saro. Therefore, you know, again, when Avshalom launches his rebellion and the rebellion is crushed and he runs away, he's running away on his mule, the Navi says, and what happens? His hair got stuck in the tree, in the branch. And his donkey, his mule, kept on riding. And he was like dangling there. And that's how they killed him. That's how they caught him. Miriam, on the flip side, we'll say, lest you think this is only negative. Miriam, himtina lamoshe sha'achas. Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu for 1 hour. This refers to when little baby Moshe was placed in the basket on the Nile River. Everyone else left. But Miriam waited for him. Therefore, lefichach intinu la amisol shiva yamim. Therefore, again, Klal Yisrael waited for Miriam when she was stricken with saras. So therefore, Klal Yisrael waited for Miriam for 7 days. So the point of what I say is, you see this yisod of this midah keneged midah, that the Ribbono Shalom acts towards us with an incredible degree of reciprocity. Va'od muva. So I say, so the Gemara gives other examples. The Gemara says, actually, we'll say, no, skip down a little bit to the last paragraph on Kuf Yod Daled. This is amazing. But old big Gemara, we'll say, this is wild. Maise berav huno, listen to this maise. Maise berav huno, sheikh mitzo lo arba meos chavios yayin. So we'll say, Rav Huna once had 400 barrels of wine, which went sour. Bo'u rabbanu levakra. So we'll say, listen to this maise. So the rabbis came to visit him. But Amrullah, they say, you have to understand, losing 400 barrels is huge. It's huge. So when it says the rabbis came to visit him, what does it mean they came to visit him? What does it mean? Like, so you understand, it's like a pashat, like, it's like business nichum avelim. Like that's what this was. He lost an incredible fortune. So the rabbi came to visit him. But Amrullah, alecha lefashesh b'ma'asecha, ulechapes esa avon. Shebiglolo HaKadosh Baruch Hu hechmitz es yenecha. So you have to be very careful before you ever say these words to someone else. But the Rabbana came along and they said to Rav Huna, listen, you really need to do a cheshbon hanefesh. How did this happen to you? In other words, what did you do wrong that brought this misfortune upon you? What did you do wrong, ultimately, again, that went ahead and caused you to suffer this incredible loss? Amr lahem, v'chi choshed ani b'aynechem. So Avuna says, well, I don't understand. Are you choshed that I did something? How do you know I did something wrong? Or is, why do you assume that because I suffered this misfortune, I did something wrong? Anu v'lo, v'chi choshed HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemanish l'lo siba. Very, very strong exchange. So they said, well, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspect in your eyes that he would do something without a particular reason? Amr lahem, misheshama alai shenichshalti be'ezechit sheyomer li. So Avuna said, fine. And I will say, this is a very brave statement to make. So Avuna said, if someone heard that I was nichshal in some avera, then tell me, in other words, if someone heard about me that I did something, I can't think of anything. I will say, can you imagine being on that level, by the way? Can you imagine being on that level of not being able to think of anything wrong you did? offhand. You know, I can think I didn't do anything wrong in the last 4 minutes because I've been sitting here. Right? But imagine that. So if one says, listen, I don't know. I tried to do the Cheshbon HaNefesh. I can't think of anything wrong that I did. But if anyone else feels there's something wrong that I did, please come forward. Amrulo. So that Abonim said, okay, it's funny you ask. So Shamanu, top of page Kuf Tezvav, Shamanu, Shekevodo lo no same lo oris. Remember again, we actually just had this in Baba Basra. So part of the halach is if you have an artist, if you have a sharecropper, not only does the farmer get to share in the actual produce, but with vines. Remember again, vines are often pruned. So the sharecropper gets some of those vines as well each and every year. So what happens? So Rafuna apparently did not give the sharecropper his share of the vines. Amar lahem, harehu gonev li es hakol. So Rav Huna said, that sharecropper, he robs me blind. He robs me blind all of the time. Lefachos bizmuros agefen ani marshala atzmi lo lehischalikito. You know what? The guy robs me blind. I turn a blind eye to it, right? I don't look, but at least I'm not going to give him the vines. Meaning, at the end of the day, I feel like I have the right to withhold the vines. Amrulo, zemasha omrim ha'am, hagonev mehaganev afhu toim tam gineva. This is what people say, that when you steal from a thief, you're also a shtickle thief. In other words, that even though you could justify that act of taking back from someone who constantly exploits you and takes from you, but at the end of the day, you're a ganuf. At the end of the day, if you steal from a thief, you're also trying tam gneva. Amar lahem, mekabel ani alatzmi, loshuv b'tshuva, veloses lo eschelko bizmuros hagafen. So ultimately, again, he says, Rav Huna said, fine, I will go ahead and I'm a kabel upon myself to go ahead and do tshuva and to give the sharecropper back his portion of the vines. Second paragraph, Miharega Shekiba Rav Huna Alat Votakin Masov, from the moment that Rav Huna took upon himself to go ahead and fix his deeds, Afa Pisha Adayin Lotikin Masov Bepoel, Bekoacha Kabbalah Bilvat Shai Samitis, Vakadish Baruchu Yoda Shebevata Hu Yikai Mashekiba Lalov, Nepacha Chomitz Vechazer Li Yosiain. In that moment where Rav Huna made his Kabbalah, in that moment where Rav Huna went ahead and was Makabal upon himself to go ahead and change his ways and not go ahead and take from the sharecropper, in that moment, miraculously, the vinegar turned back to wine. Others say that not only did it turn back to wine, others say it remained as vinegar, but the price of vinegar went up even above wine. We'll say the point of the Maisa, besides being a very dramatic Maisa, the point of the Maisa is Amita Kineged Mina, that when we suffer adversity or we suffer setbacks in life, even though I don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things, but I have to try to figure out what the embedded message is. What is it perhaps, what area perhaps am I deficient in? Where is my weakness? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to teach me? And ultimately, again, how can I correct it? We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem, middle of Kuf Tesvav, Emirat Hashem tomorrow morning.